Last week we started the inyan of, not the inyan, the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we started with the ruach of Lag BaOmer, but really, whoever is paying attention understands that this is the entire yisoid of Kriyashma. Rabbi Akiva's neshama was Yatzos BeEchad, with one. Rabbi Akiva was the person who, if you studied him, you would understand what it is, Kriyashma. Because he saw that Hashem is one, and Hashem has one plan, there's one show, everything starting from Maisa Bereshis, from the very beginning, and will continue all the way to Melech HaMashiach. Seeing the unity in all of history, seeing the unity in your own life. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was able to see unity where everybody else saw that Hashem seemed like he was breaking things up. He was laughing at the Churban HaBayis because he saw in the Churban a promise that there will be a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was laughing when his Rebbe got Yisurin because he saw that his Rebbe was heading to a better Olam Haba, getting paid back a little bit in this world, and then having a bigger Olam Haba. But that was Rabbi Akiva. Yatzis Nishmasai Be'echad. Yatzis Nishmasai Be'echad. And if you think about it, this is exactly what we say in Shema. Shema Yisroel. Klal Yisroel, listen, we'll work on that another time. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our Elokim. Elokeinu, the Ramchal explains, is Hashem is our Hashem. He's our God. He watches over us. He's mashkiach on us. Elokeinu is not that Hashem is a Rabbona Shalom. He's my Rabbona Shalom. Elokeinu. The Rabbona Shalom who's involved in my life, who's involved with every prat, Hashem Echad. He's one Hashem. And he has everything figured out. And I might not know what Hashem's up to, but I know one thing, kol derachmana avid, like Rabbi Akiva says, litava avid. Whatever Borei Olam is doing, it's all one amazing plan. It's all one amazing plan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is mashkiach on me, on Klal Yisrael, Hashem Echad. And we once pointed out from the Leshem, the gematria of Elokeinu is emuna. Because sometimes you can't see how Hashem is running your life, but we have to know it. Rabbi Akiva had it in his hands, but we have to believe it. This is the window into Kriyashma, is seeing how things come together. Hashem is one, and everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And I would like to now do something that I thought was impossible. And I would like to thank the Tzibur because there was a great light that was shown upon me from Hashem for this Chabura. There were things that bothered me for years that came together all of a sudden now. I'm jealous of you that you're going to be able to have the clarity in these areas at such a young age. And I had to wait till, and I don't have any hair on my head. But let's go. I thank you for the schus of the Tzibur. And that is to try to understand Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is not just brachas that you say before and after Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is an entire cycle of life, of understanding everything. Echad! It's not my idea. The Yushalmi in brachas on Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, says on the Pasuk, Sheva Vayom Hilal Ticha, I will praise you with seven. What are these seven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? There are the seven Birchas Kriyashma. If you count in the morning and at night, you get all together seven brachas. Seven brachas that Hashem wants from us. That's strange. We say a lot of brachas. Why are these the big seven that we have? Right? Yotzar, Avaraba, Gal Yisrael, Avasoilam. What are these about? Why is this covering everything? It's mashma from the Yushalmi that the keys to everything are in these Birchas Kriyashma. And I can tell you I'm embarrassed from the way I say Birchas Kriyashma. And this was in a tremendous schus to be able to enter this sugya, to try to understand why this is everything. Sometimes there are parts of davening that we don't connect to, and then we just, whoosh, we think about the Yankees, the Mets, the Rangers, whatever it is, but it's all because we didn't go into it, taste the tam, and see what Borei Olam was trying to give us and take us towards. Let's start with the biggest question that I have. And this is something that bothered me for a long time, which is the first bracha. The first bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Oseh Shalom Uvoreis Hakol. We thank Hashem for the sun, for the moon, for lights. Right? Let me ask you a question, okay? From a simple person. We have a beautiful Psukei Dezimra, okay? And that Psukei Dezimra discusses all these wonderful things that are happening in creation. Right? There are birds, and there are people, and there are seas, and there are fish, and there are all sorts of great things that are happening. Why for Birchas Kriya Shema do we open up before we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to thank Hashem for the sun and the moon? I mean, the sun and the moon are very good. I'm masking, but this is not Psukei Dezimra, Rabosai. This is an intro to Kriya Shema. To Kriya Shema. And even more, if you keep reading in the brachas, it's true, it's about the sun, the moon, the stars, but then we start talking about the malachim. Who mentioned malachim over here? The bracha is about ma'iris. It starts with lights, it ends with yetzer ma'iris, but in the middle it talks about these malachim. What are these malachim doing? They're saying kadosh, they're saying baruch vod Hashem im kaimai. Unbelievable, but what does it have to do with anything? What does it have to do with anything? We also say Kaddish. We also say Baruch. And you know what? I have news for you. The Malachim aren't even allowed to start saying Kaddish and Baruch until we say it. And the Nefesh HaChaim is an Arichus about how we're the stars of the show. But in this Bracha, it doesn't say anything about our Kedusha and Baruch Hashem. It doesn't say anything about it. It says about what the Malachim do. Very nice what Malachim do. Why are we mentioning this? What's going on over here? And then the Bracha ends that Hashem is a Baal Milchamos, the Reatz Dukas, he's there for you when you need him. And then it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'iris. Thank you for the moon and the stars again. What is going on? I'm telling you, I was sitting in trepidation. How am I going to talk to a tzibur about this? Pachad Pachadim. So let's try to understand, and we'll try to understand, and Baruch Hashem, if we were here last week, this is all going to be one sugya. And it's all going to come together b'siyata d'shmaya. This bracha of Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech was edited a little bit. It was edited by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, whoever made it, because the pasuk in Yeshaya doesn't say what it says in our bracha. It says in our bracha, Yotzer Or, Hashem created light, Borei Choshech, He created darkness, Oseh Shalom, so far so good, made peace, Uvorei, it says in our bracha, Uvorei Es Hakol, He created everything. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. You know what it says in the Pasuk? It says, Yishayah Mem Hei Zayin, Yotzer Or, He created light, Borei Choshech, darkness, Oseh Shalom, Uvorei, Ra, He created evil. Whoa. So now you'll say, we don't want to start the day off negatively, right? It's hard enough to wake up for Shacharis. Why say that Hashem created something evil? However, the Mefarshim say that the Pshat in Yotzer, when we say the word that you're Yotzer, Uvorei Es Hakol, is also going on evil. Hashem created evil. But we don't want to just say that. So we say Hashem created everything, and we're winking at each other, and you know what everything is. Everything is also that Hashem created evil. Why is this the way to start Birchas Kriya Shema? What in the world is going on over here? We've got the moon, we've got the sun, we've got light, we've got darkness. So let's try to understand. Let's start with why we love the summer. Why do we love the summer, right? Sunny days, Rabosai. Right? We all know, and we've had a few rainy days this summer. It's a Pella. Right? When the sun is shining, the sky is blue, the birds are singing, all the colors are bouncing at you, the beautiful flowers. When the sun shines, you can see everything the way it's at its best. It's at its best. right? The people here, okay, everybody loves sun. I never saw a person who likes rainy days. I mean, maybe if you want to sleep, but not if you want to go outside. And then there are the people who like snow on Moskim, right? Because they want to snowboard or ski. But imagine snowboarding or skiing on a sunny day, spring skiing or both. That's the best. That's the best, right? You have the best of both worlds. Doesn't get better than that, no? That's the way to be. Because when there's light, there is clarity. The world is at its best. Everything is totally enhanced. And when things are dark, and we don't even really understand what darkness is today, because we have so many lights that are destroying darkness today. But darkness used to be real, and we know when you're in the Catskills. I remember once, I got lost in the Catskills, and I was running out of gas, and I was not on a highway, and I was sitting there in pitch black. Pachad pachadim. You can't maneuver. You have no clue what you're doing. I had no idea how I was going to get back to camp. Right? When it's dark, there's no way out. Everything is tight and depressing and unclear. And this is how our lives run, Rabosai. We have sunny days and we have dark days. We have days of darkness. And we have to juggle these things. We have in the same day things that make us really happy and things that make us really sad. On the one hand, I'm a good learner. On the other hand, I am having trouble making friends. On the one hand, I can't learn. On the other hand, I'm good at ball. On the one hand, I can make friends. On the other hand, my sister doesn't have a shidduch. And there are laws of light and darkness in our life. Light and darkness, light and darkness. And it's very difficult when you see light and darkness. You can't just help but think, maybe there's not one plan over here. Maybe there's not one plan. Maybe there's a few things going on in this world. Maybe there's a few powers in the world. And it's not my vart, because the Gemara says in Brachos that when you say Yotzer Or in the morning, you have to mention night. You have to be Mazkir the night also. And at night, when you say Mariv Aravim, which is about night, you have to mention the day. Why? Why? Just to keep it symmetrical? Says Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, you know why the Gemara says this? Tama davar mishum damrinan b'gemara. There was a min. There was somebody who was a min, who was claiming that there was someone who creates light and someone who creates darkness. And it's not the same being that created both of them. And this was a popular approach. And I want you to know the Goyim still believe this. There's a heaven, and then there's a scary place. There are the good guys, and then there's the D-E-V-I-L. There are good kochos, and there are bad kochos. And they can't be part of one plan, because this is sunny, and this is dark. This bracha, Rabosai, this bracha is coming to tell a person that all the elements that are in my life, elements of Or and elements of Choshech, and Bireyes Hara, and even things that look evil, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Echad. The first encounter with Krishna is a person looks at the world and understands that it's difficult to understand. It's difficult, but I know that this is all coming from one source. And in the morning, I recognize that the night is the same from the morning. The same Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the same Tata who created the morning, created the night. And I have to remember it then. And when I'm in the night and I'm scared, I have to remember that those moments of clarity, just like he gave me those clarity, he's the one who's giving me this night. And we juggle these things to understand the achdus in our own lives. And the Malbim says something beautiful on this pasuk. He says, what does this mean that we have to know that Hashem creates evil also? He says, no. Ha'asiyah hu ha'shleimus ha'binyin ha'mutchuna soy. Kimo shirasa chachmas ha'boyne ha'gadol yizbarach. Hashem knew exactly how to create this world. He knew how to create challenges. He knew how to create successes. He knew how to create ups. He knew how to create downs. And that is the metzias that we're living in, and we understand this. We understand this. And it's even more. The Maharal in the Siva Avodah, Perek Zion, says an amazing thing. There's a big discussion in Chazal. Do you say Ava Rava? Or do you say Ahavas Olam? Ava Rava means Hashem loves me so much. Ahavas Olam means Hashem loves me forever. So the Minhag Ashkenaz is in the morning we say Ava Rava, Hashem loves me so much. At night we say Hashem loves me forever. Says the Maharal, you'll be proud to be Ashkenaz for this one. Says the Maharal, don't worry, I have a pshat in Sfar too, but for later. Why do we say Ava Rabba in the morning? Because the sun is shining. This is a glorious moment. And a person focuses on how much Hashem loves him. But you know what happens at night? Ahavas Olam. Hashem will never leave me. At night when things aren't clear, you don't know where Hashem is. Ahavas Olam. Hashem will not let go of me. Despite anything that might be happening, things that I can't explain, He loves me forever. He will not drop me in the middle of the night. I will make it through this night. And the Maharal says that's why in the morning we say Emes V'Yatziv. You know what Yatziv means? Yatziv is everything is positioned perfectly. And at night we say Emes V'Emuna. We're just trying to get through that rough time and not get scared. Elokeinu is Gematria Emuna. We understand that there are times when things are difficult, but it doesn't mean that there's not one Hashem who has one master plan, who's working everything out for us. So now, you guys should be throwing tomatoes at me. I don't mind. Why? Because this is a drush. Come on. This is very nice. Light, darkness. I said that this bracha is about the sun and the moon. And you guys are just eating this all up like nice hezber. This bracha is about the sun and the moon, okay? So what are you telling me, Rabbi, that this is about happy times and sad times? It's very nice for a sermon in you know, whatever, but it's not true. So let's try to see how this is true. Let's try to understand. This is very true. Try to explain this Gemara. Try to explain this Gemara. Says Chazal, in Nedarim on Daf Ches, I'll show you what the sun can do. You're not going to believe what the sun can do. Listen to what the sun can do. And listen to what the sun's going to do. Says the Gemara, in the Nedarim and Daf Ches, Ein Gehenem L'Olam Haba. In the end, there's not going to be Gehenem. Gehenem is now for people who leave the world, but in the end, there's no Gehenem. What's going to happen in the end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Motzi Chama Min Arteka. Hashem takes the sun out of its suitcase. It's in a suitcase, apparently. It looks very bright now. You haven't seen anything. Hashem's going to take it out of that masach, out of that curtain, and what's going to happen? Whoosh! A light like you've never seen. Okay. Tzadikim misrapimbo. They're going to sit there tanning away. Ah. Great sun, great rays. Virishayim nidaydinba. And the Rishayim will get fried! Fried! This is going to happen in front of us. Tzadikim, ah, Rishayim. What's going on over here? The sun does this, right? Is there suntan lotion that could help you with this thing? Nobody tells you about this. What in the world is going on? And there's going to be more. The Gemara in Pesachim, on Samach Ches, says that when Mashiach comes, based on a Pasuk, the sun is going to be Shivasayim Ka'or Shivasayim. What does that mean, Shivasayim? Shivasayim is going to be 49 times stronger. Shivasayim is 7 times 7, but 7 days worth of sun. So that means 49 times 7, meaning each one of these 49 is going to be as strong as every day of sun in a 7-day week. So you multiply 49 by 7, and you get 343 times brighter than it is now. Whoa, right? You're going to need some serious sunglasses. What's going on over here? What is going on? It says in my Gemaras that in Olam, that in the Yemos HaMashiach, essentially what's going to happen is the sun is going to go whoosh, So listen carefully, because this is the Yisayid HaDvarim. It's a Davar Noira. A Davar Noira. The sun is not just a thing of light. The sun is, like we said, clarity. 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 Where's the first time that light gave us clarity? Not on day four. Not when the sun and the moon were created. On the first day, Vayihi Or, and there was light. What kind of light was that? It was called the Or HaGonos. It was a hidden light. And that light allowed Adam HaRishon to see from one side of the world to the other. What kind of light is that? It's not a light like a light bulb, and it's not even a light like a sun. It's total clarity. There was a light that was so big that I could understand what's happening from one side of the world to the other. I understood how Hashem is Echad in everything. Whoosh, whoosh. From all sides, I was able to see and understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid that light because he was worried it would get abused. Where did he hide it? Where did he hide it? Says the Malbim in Perek Aleph of Bereishis, Pasuk Gimel, and Rav Isaac Chaver, he hid it in the sun. He hid it in the sun, and he gave the sun a big cover that this light should not come and affect people because it's too bright. He gave it a cover, and now we have sunny days. But essentially, any moment that we feel happy because the sun is shining, it's because deep, 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 deep in there is a light that brings us clarity. The gematria of Or, of light, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says from the Zohar, is Raz, which is secret. When there's light, all secrets are revealed. And says the Malbim, that what Hashem's going to do when Mashiach comes is he's going to allow the sun to show its stuff. And the tzaddikim, who are living with clarity, will not be bothered by this, because this is the way they were living. They're not going to get a sunburn, because it's going to shtim with every part of their existence. They were living with clarity, they will get clarity. And the Rishoyim, who are totally against this clarity, won't be able to stand in a place of such clarity. It's too real. Things that are fake disintegrate in front of that reality. This is what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara says that the moon will turn into the sun then too. There's not going to be nighttime anymore. It's total clarity. Total clarity. This is the bracha of Yetzer Or, is clarity. And this explains why we mention the Malachim. Why do we mention the Malachim in this bracha? We don't talk about us saying Kedusha. You know what it says about the Malachim? Something beautiful. Something beautiful. What does it say about them? It says that they're Ahuvim, Ubrurim. They're very special Malachim. They're Ahuvim, they're Brurim, they're Mekablim Olcho Shamayim. They're Osim Be'emo V'yiru Ritzon Konam. They're scared of Hashem. They love Hashem. They're clear about their mission. They're warriors for Hashem. They got it straight. One other place in Shemayim that we're focusing on here is not just the sun and the moon. It's there are places that people don't have it clear down here. But Bari Olam, there are places where everything is clear by the Malachim. It's true that they don't have Bechira, they don't have free will. But let's try to figure out, if we want to know what's real in life, what would be if we didn't have free will and we were able to just do the right thing? We would look like Malachim. If you want to see what reality is, you have to go travel to the Malachim. Because they're not worried about pizzas or surfing or any other narishkeit or Ferraris. They are just simply seeing things straight. That's what the Malachim are. And that's the Seder in the end when we talk about Hashem intervening in our lives. Anytime Hashem enters, anytime He fights a war for us, anytime He's borei refuos, we're seeing light in our lives. It's all one bracha. Clarity! Clarity! Borei Olam gave us clarity. And there's something mind-boggling that takes place in this bracha. Mind-boggling, which is a major machlokas rishonim. It says in the end of this bracha, Or chadash al tzion tayir, v'nizkeh chulanu mehera l'oirai. There should be a great light in the end, when Mashiach comes, then we should all be zocha to that light. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoytzer HaMa'oris. Do you know that there's a major problem with this line? Major. There's a halacha. You're not allowed to end a bracha off topic. And Rav Sadya Gaon and Great Rishonim deleted this from the bracha. Because now we're talking about, well, Mashiach and some great light in the future. That's changing the topic. Says the Rosh. No, it's not. And this is our minhag. Says the Rosh. It's true there's a sun and the moon and the stars, and that's what this bracha is about. But you know what this bracha is really about? This bracha is about a light that was also created that time, the Oregonus, clarity. And when you're davening and seeing all of these things, but it's just a regular sunny day, and you can't touch the malachim, what's the most natural thing to want to see? The Eisphere, the way everything will end. Or Chadash al Tzion Toyer. Make things clearer for me, Bari Elam. I'm functioning on Emunah right now, but I want this light to come to fruition. I want to be able to see the clarity and be able to point and say this is all one plan. It's the whole bracha. Not only is it not off the topic, it's the whole topic. Oyroi shel Mashiach. And I was bothered. I was bothered because what is this thing? What is this light? I remembered that it's a medrash. The medrash talks about something called Oyroi shel Mashiach. Oyrei shel Mashiach, yeah, the light of Mashiach. What is that? Right, varichas ner leben Yishai. He'll have a candle. What is that? Says the Medrash. The Medrash says when it's talking about Yosef getting sold in Vayeshev, Parsha Pei Dalet, Parsha Pei Hey. Ki anochi adati is the machshavas shavatim ayu oskim bebichirasel shel Yosef. The Shvatim are involved in selling Yosef. The Yosef haya asuk besakoyu v'tanisay. And Yosef is weeping away that he's going to be, he's being sold. Reuven was osik besako v'tanisay because he felt guilty. Yaakov haya asuk besako v'tanisay. Everyone's crying in the dark. Everybody. And Yehuda was going to find a new wife, which we know the whole story with Tamar seems very interesting. Not what you should be doing at this time. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisik Bo? Boirei Oirei Shel Mashiach. He's creating the light of Mashiach. What is this? Why are we calling it the light of Mashiach? The answer is Pashut. Look what's happening in this story. Could there be anything more terrible? Everybody's crying in the dark. Yosef's a wreck. Yaakov's a wreck. Reuven's a wreck. And Hashem is preparing a light. That Melech HaMashiach is going to come. Because Yehuda is going to have Melech HaMashiach through Tamar. And Hashem saying, you're all in the dark, but this is one plan. Oyroi shel Mashiach is that tikva, that everything in my life that I don't understand should become pashut. You're all crying, you're all in the light, in the dark. Turn the lights on. Oyroi shel Mashiach, that's what Mashiach does. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, that Melech HaMashiach is going to come, and Rabosai, we're very close. You just read the newspaper, right? And you see very quickly that Melech HaMashiach should have came a few minutes ago. We're like wondering why it's taking so long. He's going to come, and he's going to open up all the sugyas for us. He's going to be mayor this or, this incredible or, to us. And just like Rabbi Akiva was the one, like we said, he wasn't someone who looked at the 49 levels, right? There are 49 levels of wisdom that you could have. But they're all different and they're broken up. Rabbi Akiva was Nun. Nun is Gematria Kol. It's where you're on the top of everything and you see how everything comes together. Says the Ramchal, the Melech HaMashiach is going to light up the world with Shar Nun. With everything being totally clear, everything being answered. And now, for just a little bit, let's try to understand. We just did Yetzer Or. We just explained why this is Shayach to Kriya Shema. Right? A person comes into Shema, and he says, in the night, I know there's light. And in the light, I know there's dark. And I know that there's good. And I know that there's evil. And I know that the Malachim have things clear. And I know that sometimes you'll fight my fights, and give me refuas, and show me that light in my own life. And I wait for that light to be totally there in Yemos HaMashiach. Very nice bracha. Can I ask you a question? Another bad question. Why is this going right into Ava Rabba? What's the connection between these two? Ava Rabba and the sun and the moon, it's very nice. What's going on over here? And you probably can answer this yourself. But says Rabbeinu Bachai, this is not the first time that this awkward fit of sun and moon and stars and Torah happens. It's in Kapitel Yud Tes, which we say on Shabbos. On Shabbos we say, Hashemayim Misabrim Kvod Kael, Masi Yadav Magad Arakia. Beautiful. That the sun and the moon, Yotze Michupaso, Yasis Kigimel Utarach. Beautiful. The sun, right? Then all of a sudden, somebody should edit this. Torah Hashem Temima. In the middle of the kapitel, we switch to Torah. We started with the sun, the moon, the beautiful things, and then we go right into Torah. What in the world is going on over here? Says Rashi on the spot. He says, why is Torah here? Gam hi me'ira kashemesh. Torah is also like the sun. As it says, Torah is me'iras einayim. And this is what Rabbeinu Bachai says is pshat in Avar Rabba when we say v'ha'er einenu b'sayresecha, that the Torah is also a light. But then he says something strange. Rashi says it's like a light, and it says ner mitzvah v'torah or. But then he says something else. He says, and you know what? Torah is better than a light, because the sun is very dangerous and it could burn people up. Torah never burns anybody up. Torah builds people. And we never, and there's all these dangers of sun, this and that. No, Torah doesn't have any of that. And the Kolbo says the same thing. What is going on over here? It's a contest. It's a contest between lights. There's one light and then there's a greater light. The sun is a light and no! It's all about clarity. And the answer is the following. You want to be on the sidelines. Yetzer Or is being on the sidelines. You can look at Malachim, you can look at the sun, but you're on the sidelines. But do you want to clarify your own life? Hashem gave us a bracha that we could live in this clarity. Living in this clarity is Torah. The more a person looks at current events, when they have Avar Rabba Dikakuk, that's when they have the light of day. They can become greater than the Malachim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says a Malach is very impressive, but a Yid who learns Torah, who does mitzvahs, is higher than Malachim. He's living with the clarity that the Malachim eventually are going to ask him shailas. And this is the climax. Borei Olam, you created this clarity. But I can have this clarity in my own life. I can be here and understand things because you love me. Ava Rabba. You wanted me to make sense of everything. You wanted it to all be understood. You wanted me to put the pieces together. We start off Birchas Kriyishma, entering a world of confusion that we need emuna for. But as we enter the Torah, we start answering the kashas ourselves. And I want to tell you a chiddush neira. A chiddush neira. Rebbe Akiva was the big optimist, correct? He laughed in every inappropriate place, as we saw. Right, Rebbe's got Yisurin laughing, Chorban Abayis is laughing. I have a tremendous kasha on this. Tremendous. This is worth a few million dollars. You could pay me later. Few million dollars for this var. If you disagree, then you know maybe I'll give it to you. I'll give you the. You're not going to disagree. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva one time really had a bad day, and not just a bad day, a very problematically bad day. When his Rebbe Rabbi Lazar was nifter, Rabbi Akiva started hurting himself to the point that blood started coming out of him. He was literally causing himself physical damage. So much so that Tosfos and Yevamos and Sanhedrin Frektakasha. There's an Isser D'Oraisa to cause yourself a blemish when somebody dies. Why? Do you know why? Because we believe there's an Olam Haba. He's not gone. Relax, Rabbi Akiva. It's not the end. The Goyim do this because they think it's the end. Rabbi Akiva, who was an optimist in Chorban Abayis, laughing away, when his Rebbe had Yisurin, he was always thinking about Olam Haba. All of a sudden, he can't get it together. Tosfos Frektakasha. You know what Tosfos answers? Listen to this. Svasayim Yishak. Tosfos says that Rabbi Akiva was crying about the loss of Torah. Okay, but be an optimist. Find another Rebbe. Have a chavrusa. Pshat is azoy. This is the lashon of the Gemara. Rebbe Akiva said, "Oy, I have so many prutas, so many coins, and I don't have a shulchani. I don't have someone to put it all together." Right? That's what the shulchani does, like a money changer. What's he saying? Says Rashi, "I have so many questions in Torah, and I need my Rebbe to make it one, to make it come together, to answer them all up." Rebbe Akiva was an optimist when he had Torah. When you have Avarava, the sun is shining. And the sun is shining like Melech HaMashiach is here for Rebbe Akiva. But you separate Rebbe Akiva from the source of his clarity, from Torah's Hashem, and it's total darkness. It's no laughing matter. The opposite. Everything's over for me. Everything's over for me. We have our Torah, Rabbosai. Borei Olam gives us clarity. We have an opportunity to have klarkeit. We always speak to Talmidei Chachamim. What's the yisod of the Talmid Chacham? He seems to have that clarity. He seems to understand things. I tell him these things and he puts them all together. But we could become those Talmidei Chacham. We don't even have to be Somech on them. Avada, we need our Rabbeim to start the process and continue with them as much as we can. But we should be able to do this. V'harei neinu b'sarasecha, the Borei Olam wants us not to have the tzarech eons. He wants us to have things clear. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is that everything's one. And Borei Olam says, you can have it. You can have this. You can have this chibur. We should all be zeicha. Kabbalah Sator is coming, Rabbosai. Kabbalah Sator is coming. Kabbalah Sator is day 50. Is Nun. Right? There are 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. And there are times when we just look at them, it's choppy. Why is day 50 Sfiras HaOmer? Why is day 50 not of Sfiras HaOmer, but it's Shavuos? Because it's when everything comes together. When everything comes together. And I once wondered, why don't you count day 50? Why don't you count day 50? And I had a pshat many years ago, 20 years ago, and someone showed me it's a B'nai Yisachar this week. I was dancing in my seat. Because you can't count 50, because 50 is too high. But you have to count 49 and know there's a 50. We're not getting that level of 50. 50 is gematria kol, everything comes together. But we believe there's a 50, and you can't count something unless it's yours. So you count all the 49, and you know that there's a 50. You don't have to touch it because everything comes together. Be'emunah shlema. And there are people who live with pirud in their lives. The Vilna Gaon says, "Kol Paul Hashem l'maneu, v'gam Rasha l'yomra." A tzaddik lives with kol, with everything. He lives with 50, meaning he believes that there's one shtickl Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He lives with kol Paul Hashem l'maneu. But a Rasha, v'gam Rasha l'yomra. A Rasha lives with v'gam. Vigam is gematria 49. It's a guy who doesn't believe that there's a 50. Everything in life is just a chill. And it's all broken up, and the more I break it up, the bigger the chill. And that's what the word vigam means. And another one. Nothing adds to another. Okay, so you have another one, you have a less one. What does it make a difference? Nothing comes together. There's nothing really here in this world. Things are not making sense. Vigam! Rasha liyom ra. A person who's not trying to be mechaber himself to the Torah and try to make sense of things for himself and live a life that's moving towards Yimos HaMashiach and not going further away is in the dark. Last Shabbos, after such a beautiful Shabbos, I want you to know, it was a beautiful Shabbos in the north, and there was Deep in Yon and Reb Shimon, and I was passing by like the rooms and I heard some music. And it was music that was darkness. And I was saying to myself, there's no way that anyone's going to see the light of day. Because people are living in darkness. How could it be when there's so much light that comes from Shabbos Kodesh and people have so much outside noise? Rav Isaac Chaver says, what's stopping the sun from coming out of its kiss? He says, all of the shvakim, all of the malls, all of the shopping centers and all of the advertisements, all of the noise of Romy is stopping us from seeing all of this light. We're living in total stupidity. We're living in total darkness. And we're so rich. It's all could come together. It all could come together. There are 49 letters in the first, in Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Elohim Voed. Shema Yisrael is Hashem is one, and Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Elohim Voed is Hashem is one in my life. And there are 49 letters in that entire thing. You can count them later. The Zohar HaKadosh says this. And it's not a 49. It's a 49 that each one of the 49 says, Hashem is one, Hashem is one, Hashem is one, Hashem is one. It's all of my life that's filled with so much fragmentation. I'm totally bringing it all together. I'm totally trying to find the unity in this. I'm trying to make wise decisions. In Abba Rabba, it doesn't just say to learn Torah. It says to live Torah. It says lishmar. Lasois, l'kayim is called divrei Talmud Torah secha bi'ava. To do the Torah, to become the Torah. And a lot of times you won't get the clarity if you learn Torah, unless you become the Torah. Ava Rabba is saying, Bari Elam says, learn it and become it. When you become the Torah, you won't go back. I've never seen someone who really went all the way with Torah and regretted it. I've never seen it in my life. I've seen people who went halfway and regretted it because all the darkness in the other half of their life pushed them back. But people who decided to be mekabel the Torah, to learn it, to know it, to become it, are living in a different light, would never want to be anybody else. We shall be zeicha to be mekabel this or gadol. Bezus Hashem.